start with a few words of appreciation for our host, Ed Mechol, and his wife for hosting this year now for, is it 2 years? And the
pleasure for your wife. I don't know how she keeps the kids out.
It's really a special household where Torah is so merkaz that it's not even something unnatural or special for them to turn the house upside down in order to have a shir. So it's like part of the framework, it's part of the structure. But now they're moving on to the next stage in their life. We can only wish then that they take with them the midos and the milas that we've seen in their household here, and they should build a new bayis in a new city, that their old bayis should be built in a new house, new bayis. And it should be a bayis vad l'chachomim, it should be zoiche to be marbe, teir and chesed kedarkom. We should see and hear from them many good things. And we wish them a lot of atzloch in their way, and that he should find a way how to get to Neve Yaakov. Does anybody know where are we going to be in Neve Yaakov?
Where are we going to be?
In your house.
We have an offer over here. We have 3 offers already.
Okay.
Water.
It's always my house. And I think someone else mentioned the possibility.
I will take turns. In my house. The next Mishnah that just happened to be after the one that we just finished. Rabbi Yechon and Breiko Oimer. Kol ha-machal shem shamayim v'seisir, nefoyim imenu v'goloi. Echad shogig v'echad meizid v'chilul Hashem. The Mishnah deals with the most chomer of all chatoim, the chet of Chilul Hashem. The Arba Chulukei Kapora. So you have the list of the different averus and what level of tshuva you need or kapara that you need. And the last, the highest, the hardest of all the lists is Chilul Hashem. That nothing a person can do in this world will happen Chilul Hashem. Here in this Mishnah, the Mishnah teaches us 2 special chumras that there are in the payment, in the dealing with Chilul Hashem. Kol mechal shem shemayim b'seiser. Person's mechal shem shemayim b'seiser. He well, this is a problem. Normal Chilul Hashem, classical Chilul Hashem, is b'fehesya. This is something that goes against the glory of Hashem, against Kvod Shemayim, in a way that's known. Normally, normal thought, normal understanding is that if something was not known by anybody, then it's not Chilul Hashem. But the Mishnah tells us that there is such a concept of Chilul Hashem B'Seisa, and it requires that the payment, the Nefroyim Imenu B'Goli, the first problem that we have in the Mishnah's understanding is this concept of what does it mean in Mechal Shem Shemayim B'Seitzer, and why does it require the Shemini Froim Men of the Goli. The second statement that the Mishnah makes is that Echad Shogig V'Echad Meizid B'Chilul Hashem, that although in all of Eros there's a difference between Shogig and Meizid, and as we're trying to explain, in Chilul Hashem also doesn't mean that there's no difference between Shogig and Meizid. But still, Echad Shegeid V'Echad Mezid B'Chidol Hashem. There's a special severity of Chidol Hashem that the Shegeid is almost the same as the Mezid. It's more directly related to the Mezid, it's one. While as in all other Averis, it's almost like two different worlds. The Shegeid of Shabbos and the Mezid of Shabbos. A person who is Machal Shabbos, the Mezid, is a Chiyuv Misa. Chumri Chumras. Does B'Shegeig, and brings a Korban, finished. So much, compared to the Chiyuv Misa, it's a whole different world. Because the level of Averis, it's the same Averis, the difference is Mezid and Shegeig, but it's a whole different situation, a whole different operation. The place where the Mishnah is telling us Chilul Hashem, where Shegeig and Mezid are more directly related. You have the Rishonim bring a big chiddush in this, that you have two other places that are one, where you have a similar idea where Shegeig and Mezid go together. One of them is Nezikin, when a person does damage. So, Odom Amazik Echad Shegeig V'Echad Mezid Afil Ba'in is a person's Odom Mu'ud La'olam. What's the understanding what it says over there? The reason is because the person's responsibility is not only for the act, for the intent, but for the result. And since the result was an actual damage to the other person, the way it was done, how it was done, is secondary to what was done. Because the what was done was so actual damage that you have to deal with it. You can't, the shaking, even knowing it's not going to help. The fact itself is the severity of it. So therefore, even if you're an anus, but you damaged your friend, you have to deal with that. So too, you have by a special parsha of Shegeig, by your tzichu, where there you have a concept of golus instead of the misa, which the Rishonim explained is different than like a korban chatos. It's much closer to misa. A person pulled out of his life, pulled out of his order, he just has to go somewhere, forced to go. There's one particular place and he can't leave there. Golus is something that is close to Misa. Because there was a Ritzicha here. Not the Saposuk. Well, Yishaper Dam, Elav Adam Shoev Choy. Ritzicha, the fact that there was blood spilled here, there has to be the Dam Shoev Choy. Shoegi is still not Mezid, or Golus is still not Misa, but it's not Chaim either. It's not. Anybody who ever had to go through not Golus, but they move, just a move, you try to move around the block, next door, different city, knows that the Tiltulei HaDerech and the Tzar that's involved with moving from place to place, even when you decided you're going there, and it's good that you're going in there, and it's new opportunities, it's difficult. It's difficult. It's Yisur. There's a difficulty of it. Chos chos koshos. It's al nikna bi Yisur. But b'chol oifin, you have this concept also that Shegeig is korban mezid. In Chilul Hashem, there isn't any real word to describe the oinish of Chilul Hashem. It's beyond description. And Echad Shegeig V'Echad Mezid. They're in one ballpark, but in a higher level and a lower level, but it's one. Because again, here, this is the way they were trying to explain, Chilul Hashem, the reality of the Chilul Hashem is so severe that how it was done and why it was done, under what circumstances was done, becomes secondary to the fact that it was in fact done. The Chilul Hashem itself is a crying problem that needs to be dealt with. Chilul Hashem. There are two classical forms of Chilul Hashem. One of them, Hechi Domi. We'll start with the other one. The most classical Chilul Hashem, just like, is the opposite of Kiddush Hashem. Classical Kiddush Hashem is when a person has a din, Yarg Val Yavor, Gimel Averes Chamuros. So if he's Oymid Ben Nesoyin, and he's Ne'ag V'lo Yavor, that's Kiddush Hashem Shemayim. The reverse of that is that if a person is not Oymid Ben Nesoyin, the Avera of these Gimel Averes Chamuros, even if it was under the Oynes of Misa, is Chilul Hashem. So Gimel Averes Chamuros, which was the one half of the sugya of Korban HaBayis.
It's easy to honor that comes under.
What?
It's easy to have shogun that comes under honor, huh?
Question, answer, good? The person who is over Gimel Averes Chamuros, the fratus, the Shaykh could have made it beyond the Gimel Averes itself, or the severity of the Gimel Averes itself, is that these Averes are not particular the Averes, but they contain in them, in specific, above and beyond every Averes, Chilul Hashem. And this is one mahalach of the way Churban HaBayis was brought about. The Gimel Averes Chamuros. Second form of Chilul Hashem is, like the Gemara says in Yuma, Hechi Domi Chilul Hashem, Kegoin Ono de Shakum Nevasa Metavcha Levina Domi Alta. Atamot Chochem. The highest level that was the person speaking over there doesn't mean necessarily nowadays any problem with this. They took money from the butcher, took meat from the butcher, and didn't pay on the spot. You're not allowed to buy in credit. That's the way everybody buys in credit. That's the way it's done. It's like I'm a call it here and so. Everybody buys and you write it down, you pay at the end of the month. But the Talmud Chacham can't do just what everybody does. Since everybody's looking up to him, and that person may make a mistake in his actions, that he's using his chashivas of Talmud Chacham to take monetary advantage, and he's taking bribes, he's taking the meat without paying. He didn't pay. He's going to pay at the end of the month like everybody else. No, he took it for free. That's good. There's no issa in taking money, presents. If it doesn't necessarily have to be also bechlal. If the butcher wants to give meat, and he's not right now going, has any court case in front of this dying, and he gave him meat. So what happened? Give him a Averes Chamuros. It's nothing. It's not entire yag bechlal. That's Chilul Hashem. Because it was such an activity that even though the Aveira itself is non-existent. Even the imagined Aveira wouldn't have been an Aveira, besides the fact that he actually didn't do it. He actually was going to pay. He was just going to pay at the end of the month like everybody else. But since there was a possibility of Chilul Hashem here, still Chilul Hashem. The klal of this Chilul Hashem, the Gemara says, is a person who's loma teira, maso matona be'emuna im abriyos, ma abriyos aymurim, boch mishalim teira, boch over shalam do teira, Baruch Abba Shalom Doi Torah. And he's also going to want to learn Torah. And a person's Torah comes together with Maisim Hamatimim Talmidei Chachamim. That is the klal of Kiddush Hashem. And the opposite. The klal of Chilul Hashem is when a person's Torah and his Maisim don't correspond or don't appear to correspond. To the bigger the level of Talmud Chacham, the more careful he has to be that there's not even room for kshad of a lack of correspondence between the two. This special hanhaga that Talmidei Chachamim have, and each person according to his level, a ben Torah, a Fruma Yid, anybody who carries with him, relative to the populace that he runs around with, has the Shem Hashem on him, is accepted in his society as a person who represents Torah, carries on his back the responsibility of dealing with a special sugya which has its ramifications to Chilul Hashem. This special sugya is the three-level painful sugya called Sinas Chinam. The normal level of Sinas Chinam is distant from Chilul Hashem, or appears to be distant from Chilul Hashem. A person has a neighbor, doesn't talk to him, doesn't want anything to do with him. Why? Did he do anything to you? No. It's not my type. Don't like those types. He has a different color hat than I wear. Sends his kids to a different school than my kids go. Davens in a different shul. Extim. Doesn't exist. Sinas Chinam. This is the more classical form of Sinas Chinam. And this was the source of the Korban, equivalent to the Gimel Averis Chamois. The third level, not nice, skip the second level. The third level we have in this week's parasha, one of the most painful psukim, comes out in Dvorim, always the before Tisha B'Av, one of the most painful psukim that there are in the Torah, that a person who has a shtikel Yiddish Haaretz run through this pasuk faster than the Teichacha. This pasuk is one that is extremely painful to read, but we'll read it anyway, because this is a sugi that we have to learn. In the chet of the Meraglim, which was the final source of the Churban of the Dor Midbar and the Shoyosh of all future Chorbonos, the beginning of Tisha B'Av. So the description of the reaction of the Yidden, V'tirognu bo'aleichem v'toymiru Besinas Hashem oisonu hoitzionu me'eretz Mitzrayim lo seis oisonu b'yad ha'mori lashmideinu. There is a sinus chinam noiro. Rashi says, Besinas Hashem oisonu v'oya oyu v'eschem. He hated you, and that's why he took you out. He loved you, and that's why he took you out. How does one come to such a feeling? How does one come to such an error? Aval atem soinim oisoi. Moshal hejit oime madalibcho alechomcho madalibe alecho. If you feel that Hashem hates you, it's because you hate Hashem. Chassinus Hashem that brought them to the capability of the mistake. The hidden Chassinus Hashem, the hidden Chassinus Chinam Klapi Milo, that enabled them to make a mistake, to think that when things were going rough, when things weren't clear, that there was Messias Hashem, Messias Hashem in Mitzrayim. All of the Nisan Mitzrayim was Sina. A very weird Sina. All of those Nisan were just a glorified, terrible form of exorius for how to set you up to be slaughtered. It's like something very, very difficult to think. It's extremely difficult to read this pasuk. But here it is. There's no way we can erase it. If we erase it, we apostle the whole Sefer Torah. We have to hear it as part of Torah. Part of Torah is the recognition of the Tzad Hara. And the Tzad Hara is bad. It's really bad. This I consider the ultimate description of Pnimius Hara in a person. Sinas Hashem. Not that I'm Sinas Hashem because you're in the middle of Auschwitz. Sinas Hashem because you just left Mitzrayim. Sinas Hashem oisonu etzionu meretz Mitzrayim. You're not looking at the golus is sinner. That is a lower level. It's also part of this pasuk. But a person who's going to look at golus is sinner Hashem is capable of looking at gula is sinner Hashem. It's something that's unfathomable. Unfathomable. How can a person look at the nisim guluyim of gula is sinner Hashem? And the second level, which we skipped, where Sinus Chaveroi and Sinus Hashem come together, is in Sinus Hamaoret Shilatamot Chochem. Every Talmud Chochem carries with him, and Talmud Chochem is relative. If a person knows how to translate the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, and he's in a populace that doesn't, then he's the Talmud Chochem. Even if he doesn't know to translate the second pasuk. Relative to his first and surroundings. Nowadays you have to know very, very little to be a Talmud Chochem. You carry the weight of being in the situation where this Av HaTumah can apply itself to you. This possibility of Sinas Hashem, the ultimate Sinas Chinam, says Moshe Rabbeinu, if he left a little bit later than expected, what did they say? He's sitting making plans against you. He left a little earlier, disc shot. That chat. All of the Chasholis that it says that Klai Yisrael could have a Moshe Rabbeinu. Form no roi. Rechoikim mekol das v'seichel. No behalach in it. Blind hate. Self-hate. Sinas Chaveyoi ad Sinas Hashem. The reason why a Talmud Chochem can't do anything that can be misinterpreted, because if it can be misinterpreted, it will. Or it may be. And it's the Talmud Chochem's responsibility to the degree that it can, not to allow room for those Chilulei Hashem. So he's not allowed to do what everybody else can do. Can't even that exactly. Can't take on credit. There's nothing illegal about taking on credit. It's perfectly fine. There's nothing immoral about it. There's nothing wrong with it whatsoever. But there's room for somebody to misread it. You can't do it. Tom Coughlin can't do it. It'll be misinterpreted. You're allowing a halal, an opening, for the name of Hashem that you represent to be blanketed out. The mitzias of the creation of the world and the tachlis of the world was the capability that the Rebbeinu Shlom gave for the Nivra through his maisim, through Torah mitzvahs, to bring Iker Shechina letachtoinim, to bring Gili Kvod Shamayim Bo'ilam Hazeh, to bring out from Gashmi Yisruchi Yisrael Oilam Hazeh Oilam Abo, everything that we've been speaking about over the last weeks. The capability of Ra that exists in the world is the capability to make a halal, to make a hole, to make a black patch, an emptiness, chas v'chalilo, kavayochol, the kvod shemayim is missing. The shechina is not there. Chas v'sholem ke'ilu shnei yishuyos. Shemayim, shemayim l'Hashem. And the oretz, oz of Hashem is the oretz chas v'sholem. The capability of chet in general. And these two forms of Churban Ruchni, Megimla Veres Chamurais, and Sinas Chinam, which are the Av Mahalchim of Chilul Hashem, allow through man's misdoings to eliminate Kvod Shamayim from the world. Rosh Hashanah, in the majority of the Yomim Miyuchodim, the Yomim Toivim of the years, the Moyadim of the year, they're all based on Tzad HaToiv. Atzad Kvod Shamayim, Atzad Gilui of the different Midois, Toivois, the Kinyonim, the Majegis, Midois, the Ovois, Chlaisa, everything that Rebbeinu Shalom gave over that Chlaisa represents. Once a year, we have the 3 weeks, we have the 9 days, and we have Tisha B'Av. We were forced, whether we like it or not, to read these psukim too. To know that part of the Torah, that without it, all the other part of the Torah is not Torah. To know that there is another side to the side to the coin. There is negative in the world. There is a possibility for man and his actions, both in the most severity, open severity form of the Gimla Veres Chamurais, down to the most mild form of buying meat without paying for it on the spot for the Talmud Chacham. Any action at all that a man does, from the Shoigig to the Mezid, must be first and foremost checked up. Besides Chet, besides the Shulchan Aruch HaRagil, is it kosher, is it not kosher? Does it have a good Hechsher HaBadatz or not? But is it a Mais of Kvod Shamayim or a Mais of Chilul Shamayim? Every action that a man does, from the biggest of the big to the smallest of the small, may have, depending on who he is, and where he is, even b'chadri chadoi, even b'seisa, there is a possibility that his acts may be involved in Chilul Hashem. This Mishnah, this concept, is one that gives us a whole new responsibility, a cloud of how we have to approach our lives. The Prati HaTeir, the Prati, the responsibilities of being a Yid, a Tayag Mitzvahs. But there's a cloud also. And the cloud is bigger than the parts. The cloud is Lakadi Shem Shemayim. The cloud is to be part of the Rebbeinu Shalom's master plan of Gilui Kvod Shemayim Ba'olamim. And therefore, any act has to be measured up not only whether it fits with all of the pratim of the halachos of Shulchan Aruch, but also if in some total is it something that will bring Kvod Shemayim, or Chas V'Sholom has a possibility, even by misinterpretation of somebody else, to bring out Chilul Shemayim. Beis HaMikdash is something that we have so little concept of, so little relationship to, that Tisha B'Av is a day that we try to skip. A person finds himself in the opportunity to partake of a chasna where he doesn't know any of the participants. Meis mitzvah chasna. They called in rent a crowd. They needed some help and they took some bochum to the yeshiva. You don't even know the name of the chasna. Anybody can do that. It's not hard. He's a yid, and he's getting married, and he's missing people, so we went in there, and other rabbi can be sameach. It's usually the nicest chasen of those chasen. Because to be mesameach, to be mesameach with somebody, even with you don't have an internal relationship, is possible. But if you fell into a levaya that you have no idea who the nifter is, you feel totally like you're wasting your time. You feel like totally removed. You feel like totally uninvolved, unconnected. It is almost impossible to come to a level of avelus without connection. It's almost impossible to come to a level of avelus without any shaykhus. One of the reasons for hespedim is to allow for all of those people that are there who knew him less to be brought out and given some greater understanding of who the nifter was, so they can join in the community of avelus that's supposed to take place at Levi. Tisha B'Av, Klal Yisrael, every tzibur and tzibur, every yochid and yochid, joins in the international and cosmic, timeless avelus for the Churban Habayis. We sit very often Tisha B'Av on the ground wondering what we're doing there. Besides the Shulchan Aruch with the big stick says, I gotta do it. Everybody's doing it. It'd look a little funny if I don't do it. But internally we feel very disconnected. What's a Beis HaMikdash? We're Beis HaMikdash. What am I missing from the Beis HaMikdash? Feel distant, feel disconnected. It's difficult, almost impossible, if not impossible, to miss Abel for something that you have no shaykhus to. The Mishnah that we're learning and the sugya that we're trying to discuss is the link between where we are, who we are, and the Beis HaMikdash. The great ultimate form of Gilui Shechina Ba'olam, that is Beis HaMikdash, is extremely high and removed from the reality of our lives. But the closer forms of Gilui Kvod Shemayim Ba'olam, and Chas V'Sholom, the opposite, is something that the Mishnah is teaching us that we have to live on a daily basis, Maisa L'Maisa. If we live lives of Kiddushim Shemayim, if we have constantly over our head, taking into Cheshbon, the Chilul Hashem, the Kiddush Hashem Cheshbon of all of our Maisim, then we are a Yid that lives in the world of Kvod Shemayim, that feels the pain and the tzar of Chilul Shem Shem. That mini Chilul Hashem is of the same substance and of the same essence of Chorban HaBayis. Through the little close level a person attaches up and connects up and relates to the from the micro, we can have a shaykhus to the macro. From the little tzar that we have on the little Chilulei Hashem, in quotes, that we're familiar with, that we live with, that we know about, that we can feel, we can mitztayer from. Anybody who lives in this country sees the constant and so many faceted Chilulei Hashem that get thrown at us almost on a daily basis, so different forms and ways. And at times, at least, pains, the pain, and it's misabel, the confusion and the ugliness of people that represent B'chol Oifin, they present themselves as part of Kvod Shemayim and doing Dvorim that are Chilui Shem Shemayim. A person pains that pain, but feels the pain of all of the Chilul HaKodesh that there is in Klai Yisrael now. A person sees the Chilul, the pain of Klai Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael not keeping the Torah, of the Soini Hadas, the Achinu Bnei Yisrael, the Yidden, the Bnei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, at least some of them, maybe some of them aren't, but most of them are, the Giduf and the Chilul HaKodesh, the Mezid, by others b'shoike, by others b'toys, by others b'easy heroes of shad, that allow people to do things that maybe in fact weren't so bad, but they didn't take into cheshbon how it will be looked at, how it will be interpreted, and what the result will be in Chilul Hashem. Just to say that al pi shulchan aruch strictly blood of the law, maybe it was mutter, even if it was. If you're doing something that leaves room for misinterpretation, you can fall into Chilul Hashem. When we feel the pain, when we feel the destruction, the annihilation of the teichen of what Klai Yisrael represents, the annihilation of the toichen of what Torah represents. When we feel that pain, and we can upgrade from there, and we can know that it's all part and parcel of the grand Chilul Hashem of Korban HaBayis and Golos. Every person has good days and bad days. Every person goes through nisyonos. Every person goes through in his own life, each one in his own form, all of the nisyonos that are described in the Dor Midbar. And each person has to know that the possibility of falling into the lowest, horrible state, being able to say Yisinus Hashem, Kotzionos Yeretz Mitzrayim, is something that we each and every one are capable of. The Chilul HaKodesh, absolute uprooting of the Kriyat Shemayim. Real Kiddush Shemayim includes Kol Ma'adov Rachmanu L'Tavovit Chayev Olam L'Vorech Al HaToiv Ara Kamoy Al HaToiv. A Mekadosh Shemayim Ayid knows to see Shem Shemayim even B'Mitzman HaChoshech. It's man hagolus, it's man halayla. A person who can't see Shem Shemayim, it's man hakosher, is olul to get so blackened and so blinded that it'll interpret the gula itself as sin as Hashem. And we sit on the floor, we say the kinnis, say Eichel, and we're relating to the Churban Kvod Shemayim of Beis HaMikdash, of Eretz Yisrael, and of Klal Yisrael. We go through the different kinnis of all the tzoros and the rois that Klal Yisrael went through, and the Churban, first Korban, the second Korban, throughout all the days. We have to know and have to feel that every physical pain and every death of every Yid that's described and thought about is the direct result, is the expression of what Chilul Hashem Shemayim means. Klal Yisrael's essence is Chilul Hashem Shemayim. We live, are energized by the fact that we are those that carry the glory of Hashem. Ki Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha. To the degree that we mechal that Shem Shemayim, vaday, you don't do the Rabbanu Shalom any harm. We're not throw dirt at him. We can't harm the Rabbanu Shalom. The Shem Shemayim that was mechal is the Shem Shemayim b'soich libeinu. The Shem Shemayim shenikro aleinu. The Shem Shemayim that we live on, that we are the representatives of, and that we have our source in. when that is nischalel, it's going to have a result on the surface. Every pain and every death, every pogrom, every gzeira, is just the necessary expression of the halal that was created. We don't have ruchnistika eyes in this world. We have physical eyes. But we are basically ruchnistika existence. And therefore our physical life as a nation, as individuals, is mostly and foremostly dependent on our ruchnistika situation. The more a person is kohav l'Hashem, the more the Shem Shemayim is nisgalu al yodoi, the more he's nisbarach b'chol tuv, b'olam hazeh, b'olam habo, ashrecha v'toiv lach. And to what degree does nisgalu the Shem Shemayim? The Rebbeinu Shalom did us a chesed that he allows the ruchnistic reality to come to the surface and be expressed in Olam Hazeh. Ad k'day Chorban HaBayis, and all of the gzeiros na'arois that Klal Yisrael lived through. The chesed is twofold. One, that we shouldn't fool ourselves, so we should know the reality of what our stage is. If we find toichacha, then we know tachas shelo yavarat Hashem, the possibility that our hearts should be so distant ad sinu. That's toichacha. When bilibeinu, we don't have avas Hashem. We're not oivid ba'av or v'simchu v'tuv leivov, but with a kvetch. Oh, I gotta go to davening. You gotta go to davening. Who are you doing your favor for? Don't go to davening. Stay home. Avad is Hashem lekecho. Why is it so bad to bring on all of the toichacha? Because that's the essence of Kiddush Hashem, Chilul Hashem. A person who's energized in his ruchnius, kiras Hashem, so naturally his mitzvahs. More like a person is ready for chayachai. He lives the mitzvahs. He lives the Torah. The Torah is chayim. And he's over the Hashem b'simchu v'tov leivav m'roiv kol. When the opposite, when there's a breakdown of the internal connection, when the ahava lowers, covered over, blackened out, that chilul is replaced with the possibility ad sinas Hashem. Ad sinas Hashem for the gula. That's brought out in Teichacha. That's brought out in the reality of this world. So number one chesed is that we're given the privilege to live in Olam Hazeh according to the reality of Olam Habo, according to our inner reality, not the physical reality. V'yoyim shmoi tishmu, there's Geshem. Im lo tishmu, there's no Geshem. There's no such rule of nature. That's a rule of Torah. That's a rule of Klal Yisrael, that our Geshem, our Gashmias, our Panosa, our Toiv, is dependent on the Hafto or Chas V'Shom the Peker. And the second chesed is, there's a painful truth that the Rabbeinu Shalom allows two forms of Kvod Shemayim. There's Kiddush Hashem that comes from Maisim Toivim, And there's Kiddush Hashem that comes for Einish that comes on Rishayim. Klai Yisrael is a mitzius of Shluchei Hashem l'kadoshim shemayim. You don't have a choice about that. You can take your pick how you want it. The Rebbeinu Shem doesn't give us a choice whether we're going to be avodov or not. We can be bonov, avodov, but you can't get less than avodim. To be not hishluchim, to bring out kvod shemayim in the world, we don't have that choice. And therefore, either a person is mekadoshim shemayim b'maisov, or he's mekadoshim shemayim by having b'chemus shlufa em lechalecha. The parsha of Kiddush Hashem that comes from Einish is from the Dvar Mamukim. Its first clear expression was with the foundation of the Beis HaMikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash being the Mishkan, the Nikdashti B'Kvoidi, that the Rebbeinu Shlom clarified that bringing out the Kvod Shemayim of bringing Beis HaMikdash into the world required both simultaneously the Ashuras HaShchina and the Mises B'nei Aaron. The Nikdash B'Kvoidi. It is part and parcel of one process of Kvod Shemayim. The understanding of how Kvod Shemayim is brought out through Einish is from the Dvor Mechi Amukim. It's very difficult for us to understand. I had thought to talk a little bit about it. Time is not really allowing it. I'll give you the Mafteach. The Mafteach we've been talking about for the last couple of minutes. The Sugya HaMerkozis of human existence is Kivas Hashem and the possibility of Richuk Hashem. The Rabbanu Shalom enabled man to choose between Maisim Hamakarvim and Maisim Hamarachakim, the standard Pira concept. But he also put in to the essence of the world a process that makes him win either way. If a person chooses Maisim Toivim, so then directly it comes to Kiras Hashem. And if a person chooses Maisim Roim, then he falls into a special machine where you go down, sometimes very far down, very black, very painful. But it's such a machine that produces Kiras Hashem. When a Rosha is thrown down into Gehenna, unless he's from the Yechidi, Yeshoyim, Noroyim of the world, Lador and Oilom, where it's a permanent situation of Yerida V'Loil Aliyah, but the normal 99.9% of use of Gehenna is Yerida L'Tzorach Aliyah. Is the process that allows that limerot, the action that took you in the wrong direction, there's a U-turn there, and the painful but powerful process of Einish and Yisurin enables the Maisara itself to be turned around, to be Mechupa, to bring a person back to Kiva. It's not a very suggested process. Not pleasant, but it works. That's the best way.
That's in this world, though.
That's the best way. But there's times that it's beyond that. There's times that you have to actually go through the Oynish process. When the Bnei Aaron were killed on the foundations of the Mishkan, there was an aspect of Chet and Oynish. And this was its highest, most edel of form. And that's why there's tremendous discussion to understand Bechlau, where was the Chet and what was the Oynish. Because it was in its highest form. So that clearly, on the surface, both for the Bnei Aaron themselves and for the Klal Yisrael, is was Niskala Miyad. They resultant after the Oynish was an extremely high level of Kivas Hashem. And they were part and parcel, a necessary element of allowing this tremendous Chiddush of Gilui Shechina and Olam Hazeh. Their Misa itself was a necessary element to allow Binyan Beis HaMikdash. They didn't lose anything out of it. Neither did Claudius. But it was a painful process. Vadai, Lule Chetegel, Chedolim Arishin, we wouldn't need these special processes. It could all be done through Darche Ahavo. But now, after Chet, after Chet HaEgel, after Chet HaMeraglim, after Sinos Hashem, Arisonu and Tzelum Eretz Mitzrayim, the Rebbe Yishlam has a super machine that allows Sinah to be turned into Ahava, that allows Richuk to be brought back to Kiruv. If Yadato, just like when a child is punished by a loving father properly, in the right way, in the right time, in the right oifen, every child, doesn't have to be a high level child, it's a regular normal young child, naturally goes through the painful process and ends up in a closer relationship to the punishing father. It is very natural for a child after receiving a punishment to run over to the parent that received the punishment from and hope to receive some comfort. You hit me, so are you going to make it good now? Yeah. Yeah. And oi to the parent who doesn't know how to give that comfort. Some parents sometimes think that you're not going to get them going back, you're not being angry anymore. No, that's the process. You have to show your anger for the action that was done, the punishing was done, and then you have to show that the anger left from that. The message was received, and now we go back. Now the Ahava comes back out. Because the essence of the relationship is Ahava. And the Chilul is just a cover. And the pain of the punishment dissolves the cover. Sina is the Sheker of all Shkorim. The world is Kulei Ahava. When Oynish brings out the Ra of Sina Lefoil, then the Ra self disintegrates and the Ahava comes to the surface again. Tisha B'Av is called Moed Lishvo Bachura, the time of connection. That Klal Yisrael comes back and reconnects. that the Av starts coming through the ashes of the Chorban. Kivas Hashem that comes from this special Hanoga that only Klal Yisrael has. No nation has gone through the treatment that Klal Yisrael has. We were given very special treatment. Much of it has been painful. The Rav Avin Asenu. Much of it, of history, has been a difficult process. The Rav Avin Asenu. But the Tisha B'Av, especially the second half of Tisha B'Av, where the aspect of Moed comes out, is where we feel that the Sinu, the Ra, and the Chilul, as being brought out in physical form to Einish and Chet and Chorban and Yisurin, starts to dissolve, to be cleansed, and there's from among the ashes starts growing the green of the new bayis.
It's the second.
After Chatzos, that's where that aspect starts coming through. Those who don't want to feel the pain are not going to be able to feel the Nechama. Because the Nechama has its place only. It's born in the pain. You can't skip that side. For those who want to skip straight to the second half, you can't skip it. There's no truth to it. First, you have to connect to the pain, to the point that you can't get off the floor. You're all the way down. You're as down as you can get. You recognize the pits, the darkness, the halal of the distance of Klal Yisrael from its source. And when you feel that pain, and when you relate to the pain of the history of Klal Yisrael, you feel the Chorban to whatever degree we can, through our personal relationship to Chilul HaKodesh. When we feel that pain, then we go on to see that the feeling of the pain itself, that the realization, the living with it, is a cleansing process where the sinner slowly dissolves. And under it lies the Nechama. Under it lies the Kirva, the Ava Yesheno, the old Ava that allows Klal Yisrael to constantly go through whatever is gone through, constantly rebuild, constantly go further, never give up. Because as further down as you pour us, the higher we go. Imloy, not to close it. If I didn't go down, I wouldn't be up. If I didn't feel the distance, I wouldn't feel the closeness. There's Avodas HaKodesh, the difficult, special Avoda, Tisha B'Av, is the days when we have to feel, come in contact with the ugliness and the darkness that exist from Chet. We have to feel and relate and remind ourselves of all the historical reality that life isn't a picnic and it's not a voluntary world. We're avodim. We have a responsibility that we're going to do it whether we like it or not. And if we didn't like it, we're going to remember what it means, what its results are, what it looks like. From the physical pain, we're going to understand and recognize the halal, the ruchnik halal that it represents. And as we realize it, as we come to relate to it, just as you're getting to the heart of the darkness, you're feeling the distance, and all of a sudden the sun starts rising. You feel that, no, there's a Nechama under all of that. There's a closeness. There's a moyed. There's a shaychus. There's a kirvo. Just as a person goes through any of the moyadim, he has to come out closer to Hashem than he went in. The same to Tisha B'av is a yom of avoida, where a person has to come out closer than he went in. The Rebbeinu Shlom should be merachem on Klal Yisrael that are so far down and so removed and blackened over. The Chil Hashem Shemayim has gotten so big that Lefi Rois Einenu really can't get worse. And when you get to the bottom of the pit, when things gotten to the darkest of the night, then you know the sun's going to rise soon. And Klal Yisrael has been lowered down in physical, much more so in Ruchnius, to the point of the terrible confusion of the world that we live in, to the point of the Terech Elulei Hashem that seem to be taking us further and further away from where we want to be going. And we feel so helpless and so incapable of stopping the flow, the backfall of Klal Yisrael away from Hashem, when we in Ruchnius as much as in Gashmius feel she'ein lonu l'shoyin el avinu shel shamayim, it's not up to us anymore. We can't do it. We're falling. This is a like out of an airplane without a parachute. Free fall. There's nothing there. What can we do? It's just down, down, down. Chilul achrei chilul. And we have to hear the Ein Lonu L'Shoyin El Avinu Shel Shemayim. And when a person can hear that, there's a mokoyim for him to be mevakesh be'emes beliboy shekimetzeisi me'etz Yitzchayim erenu neflois. That the Avas Hashem asher tiseinu me'etz Mitzchayim, Hashem hasn't changed. Be'etzem Klal Yisrael hasn't changed. Just like when they were in, both physically, the Avodim, the Paroi, and the Ruchni, the Memtes Haritumo of Mitzrayim, didn't prevent the Gula and the Nisim and the Ahav or Yitzias Mitzrayim. When it got to the point for Kates that the time had come for the Rebbeinu Shlom to intervene and to show the Ava Nisteres, so too, Lim Yameinu, the Rebbeinu Shlom will show that Lemurot, the Matzav Gashmi, and Va'od Yoter, the Matzav Ruchni, when Klal Yisrael comes, tries, Ein Lonu L'Shoyin El Avinu Shel Shamayim, when the Rebbeinu Shlom hears the Tfilos of Am Yisrael that say we can't, we've had it, we're done, there's nothing more we can do, it's over. It's a losing battle. You can't do it. And we know it's up to you, Rebbeinu Shlom. Only you. The next step is Sha'ar Nun. There's a point of no return. Then we have the Moyed. We have the Nechoma. We have the Avtochos. We have the Tvilois of Kol Adoyos. Should see the tzar of the Talmidei Chachamim, the tzar of the Shechina, the tzar of Klal Yisrael, the tzar of Eretz Yisrael, the tzar of the Beis Hamikdash, the tzar of Malchus Beis Dovid. You may taste the merits of time, you may end on the close.